The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what is it that we should do?" He told them, "Do not practice extortion, do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
As I said in today's introduction, today is Gaudete Sunday, a word that means to rejoice. When Cardinal Tobin was first ordained bishop, he took as his episcopal motto, "Gaudete in Domino," meaning rejoice in the Lord, coming from, of course, our second reading today from Philippians. Now, Merriam-Webster defines joy as the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires. So as Christians, what do we desire? Or maybe it's more appropriate to ask, who do we desire? Well, the answer is Jesus. Jesus, of course, being the Son of God, being created in his image and likeness, we desire him who became one of us. One of my professors in seminary said that it is a contradiction to be Christian and not be filled with joy. After all, if we desire to be like God, if we desire to be with God, Jesus is who we desire. He is present to us, most especially in the sacraments of his church. Here at every celebration of the Mass, his real presence appears on the altar, and we receive him in Holy Communion. When we go before the priest and confess our sins, Jesus is present to offer us his gift of forgiveness. And when we bring our children to the waters of baptism, Jesus is present to wash away the punishment of original sin. Now, there is an interesting passage in the first reading. I call it interesting because I doubt that many of us think about this. But the first reading describes God singing in joy. "The Lord your God is in your midst. He will sing joyfully because of you." Whenever we gather together, especially celebrating the liturgies of the church, we are encouraged to sing to God with joy. But have you ever imagined God singing in joy for us? He sings for joy because he has removed the judgment against us. That punishment of eternal separation from him is now gone, a punishment that existed from the beginning of our creation, when our parents decided to turn their back on their Creator. But because his Son became one of us and offered up his life on the cross, that punishment is now gone. He sings for joy because he has turned away our enemies. The greatest enemies is sin and death. Yes, we experience sin, and yes, all of us will finish our lives on this earth and die. But that is not the end of the story. God has removed the power of sin and death by giving us the gift of eternal life. He sings for joy because the Lord your God is in your midst in the person of his only begotten Son. In just a few weeks, we will celebrate Christ's coming. We will celebrate the Son of God becoming human and being born of a woman. He continues to be in our midst, as I mentioned before, through the sacraments of the church. But we continue to wait for his coming again in glory. You know, the latter letters that St. Paul wrote, he wrote while he was in prison, awaiting his trial before the emperor, which eventually led to his execution. And yet he discovered, even while he was in prison, that if Christ is the center of your life, there comes a peace that protects one from the ugliness of life, a cause to rejoice. He was able to recognize, as long as he held on to Jesus, there was cause to rejoice, despite the fact he was imprisoned, awaiting his execution. You know, God has blessed us in so many ways and continues to gift us what we need. The theological virtues of faith, hope, and love lead to joy. Faith that allows us to believe that the Son of God became one of us. Hope that allows us to understand that through his sacrifice, the gates of heaven are now thrown open. And love, the motivation of God to send his Son. For God so loved the world, as it says in John 3:16, that he sent his Son, that those who believe in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. When we embrace those gifts of faith, hope, and love, it leads to joy. So what is our response to God's joy filling our hearts? Well, John the Baptist, I think, answered that question today. Clothe the naked. Give food to the hungry. Be honest in your dealings with others, and be grateful for your blessings. As Christians, the joy in our hearts is because we have been blessed with so much. But that joy needs to be shared with those in need. That joy needs to be shared with a world in need. This is how we witness that we truly believe in what we say, that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, that his sacrifice on the cross offers us redemption, and that we await for his second coming in hope. When we reach out to others in need, when we share God's love and joy with others, people can recognize they truly live their lives like they believe in a God who loves them. And so, with the lighting of this rose-colored candle, we are fast approaching our celebration of Christmas. We are fast approaching that time to celebrate the love of God through the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. May the way that we live our lives show that we understand what a great miracle that is and how it has changed the world. God truly does love us, and He has filled our lives with joy. Let us show the world that we are truly filled with that joy.